So let's begin. What is often the ritual in the Glad family Motzei Shabbos is I feel the need to collect my daughters before we make Havdalah. Now that is often not a simple task when the older three are now above Bas Mitzvah. They're all over town. And I always feel that I shouldn't make Havdalah until I gather them around. Now why? Because sometimes I have friends' houses who either they miss Havdalah for whatever reason, or they don't make Havdalah for till much later, if they hold later Zmanim. One of her friends, you know, keeps the whole full brisker shear till 120 minutes after Shkia. So I always want to make sure that I have my daughters at home before I make Havdalah. Or I give them a stern warning beforehand, before Shabbos, that they need to hear Havdalah before they get picked up. Either one, we got to make sure that happens. And the question is, why? Why are we so makbid that the daughters should be home for Havdalah? Why can't they just make Havdalah themselves? Many people know there are many women who either are almanas or whatever, they're not married, and they need to make Havdalah themselves. Can a woman make Havdalah herself? And what are the rules behind it? So we start off with a regular Shulchan Aruch, which discusses straight up, it's a machlokas. Noshim chayavos b'avdalah k'shem shechayavos b'kiddush. First opinion in Shulchan Aruch is very simple. Just like women are chayav in kiddush, why are women chayav in kiddush? I thought it's a mitzvah, I say, shazman grum, it's a time-dependent mitzvah. So why are women chayav in kiddush? Zachar v'shamer, that Shabbos is different. The laws of Shabbos, since they have to do the negatives of Shabbos, meaning they can't turn on the light on Shabbos, even though it's a time-dependent mitzvah, technically, right? Because you can turn on the light on Tuesday, you can't turn on the light on Shabbos. So how come women are not allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos? Answer is because it's a losaseh, and we don't say mitzvah, I say shazman grama by losaseh. It's a negative commandment. And so therefore, since it's a Shamar and Zachar together, it's different Dibros, we're going to find out this Shabbos, you know, say different words. So we connect the Shamar to Zachar, the positive to the negative, and say just like women don't do negatives of Shabbos, they keep the positives of Shabbos. That's great. That's why women do Kiddush on Shabbos. Now, what does that have to do with Havdalah? So the question is Havdalah a Shabbos halacha or not? On one hand, you do it at the end of Shabbos. On the other hand, the whole point of Havdalah is that it's not Shabbos. So says Shulchan Aruch, opinion number one is, what do you mean? Just like they're obligated in Kiddush because it's a Shabbos halacha, so too, they're obligated in Havdalah because Havdalah is, I'll read you what Mishnah Berurah says on that opinion. Even though it's a time-dependent mitzvah, nope. For Shabbos laws, they are the same. Negative and positive commandments, whether they're time-dependent or not. Havdalah is included in the laws of Shabbos. Okay? According to this opinion. And what about if you hold that Havdalah is only the Rabbanan? Exactly to say Havdalah is, if Havdalah, the whole concept of doing it in a cup is only the Rabbanan, or even doing Havdalah in general is only the Rabbanan, which we saw some hold that. So how could you say it's connected to the Pasuk? Answer is, just like they made the rabbinic decree that women have to hear Kiddush, so they made the same rabbinic decree, women need to do Havdalah. So opinion number one is very easy. Are women chayav in Havdalah?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Shulchan Aruch has three more words.
Havdalah ala kos or Havdalah as Hamavdalah?
Excellent question. Let's assume the whole full Monty of Havdalah, which would mean Tefillah in davening and on the coast. Now, they could do the Tefillah by saying Mavdum in Kodesh L'chol, that could constitute that Amira. But that's a good question. Certainly ala kos, but I would imagine this of Mavdum and Kodesh L'chol as well, because that's their version of Tefillah. Obviously, if she davenes,
Shmoneh Esrei. But takes care of the not allowance of Malacha.
Correct.
So that makes sense to be tied into the Shabbos.
Correct. But the other one also is for the eating, we said. So the drink is for the eating. So that's also connected. Again, you may like the second opinion. The second opinion says, V'yeshmi Shecholik. There are those that argue, says Shulchan Aruch, which that opinion says, what do you mean? The Yesh Mishachok is very easy to understand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tavdalah kevan shu b'chol, when is Havdalah done? On the week. Ein atuya binyanei dinei Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the laws of Shabbos. V'hu bichlal shar mitzvah man grama. Just like a woman doesn't need to shake a lulav because it's a time-dependent positive mitzvah, she doesn't need to drink or hear havdalah, which is a time-dependent mitzvah, which has nothing to do with Shabbos. Says the because it's after Shabbos. No, you have to do. They have to say Baruch Hamavdu in Kodesh Chol. It's even if you say like Sean was saying, they need to say Baruch Hamavdu. That's fine. But Avdala Kos, they certainly don't need to do because what does that have to do with anything? It's just for the eating aspect. It's this is what Mishmur says. Shehi Bechol Ein Atuya Binyan Edinei Shabbos. It's nothing to do with Edinei Shabbos. It's a nice either Doraisa or Dorabanan which was enacted to separate Shabbos and Chol, but technically it's done on Chol. The proof is you're lighting a match. It has nothing to do with Shabbos, according to opinion number two. Yo, you like opinion number one. Guess what? It's a machlokas. So you have a machlokas, everything. But here you have an explicit machlokas, whether women are chayim and avdallah or not chayim and avdallah. Now, comes along the question, okay, so 1 second. So can a woman now make avdallah for herself? And you're telling me, why not? Why can a woman make avdallah herself? Can a woman shake lulav herself if you're Ashkenazi and make a bracha?
Yes.
Okay, Sfardim, no. But Ashkenazim, we're talking about Ashkenazi women. Can a woman shake a lulav and make a bracha lulav? 100% yes, if you're Ashkenazi. So why can a woman just make avdallah? She's not obligated, according to opinion number two, but she wants to. As is often the case in many families, the woman is frommer than the man. How many cases do we know where that is the situation? How many of us, let's do the opposite question. How many cases do you know the opposite way, where the man is more frommer than the woman? Probably not. So the woman is much frommer than the man. So of course she wants to make avdallah. She has this desire, she's by herself. And let's say she has a desire to make avdallah. Why can't she? Why would she not be allowed to make avdallah? Just like she wants to make a bracha on the lulav and esek, she can if she's Ashkenazi. So why can't she make the bracha on Havdalah and do it herself? Says the Ramah, Minag Ashkenaz, Al Kain, therefore, Lo Yavdilu La'atzman, they shouldn't make Havdalah for themselves. Rak Yishmu Havdalah, because a second opinion said they're not obligated in Havdalah, they shouldn't make Havdalah themselves, they should hear it from a man. Why not? I thought we said women are allowed to do any mitzvah they want if they're Ashkenazi. And Ramah is Ashkenaz, right? Why can't they do it? Says the Ramah something very funny. He says women cannot make Havdalah herself. Now, this is a very strange halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean? Why can't she? He says, if they want, v'abach kosev, afilu l'man gamer shepturis. Even according to the opinion that she's pater, mikol makom, why not? She could take upon herself her own obligation and say, I want to make avdallah. Just like, what's the example? He gives a better one first and then he gives up. Shofar and lulav, same thing. The women make it. She has no idea what he's talking about. Shigam came paturis. He says, why not? He says, it doesn't make any sense. So says the Bach, and Mishnah Berurah says, that is how we paskin. So you have a very clear. He says, certainly if she has no one else to be motzi her, so if a woman is by herself, why can't she, and then he goes on and talks about, let's say she can't drink the cup, okay, you got other issues with drinking, fine. But still, if a woman is by herself, why can't she make avdallah? In fact, she should make avdallah, says the Magen Avram, says the Bach. Why not? She's on the side that she's obligated, she has to make avdallah. On the side that she's Potter from Avdallah. She can. So this is Ramah makes no sense. She's allowed to make Avdallah, says the Mishnah Berurah. That is how we paskin. But there is a problem. What is the problem? Besides the drinking. Okay, but it's a separate issue. We'll leave that.
Problem with drinking.
So we gave a Kabura about 2 months ago. It was a woman allowed to drink Avdallah. That's a whole Kabbalistic thing. She'll grow a beard, whatever it is. Let's leave that out for now because we said, you can listen to the tape, but the upshot of that is we say she is allowed to drink the Avdallah, certainly if she's the only one at home and she needs to make Avdallah for herself, it's much better that she make Avdallah according to the Mishnah Berurah and she drinks it herself, finished. Fine. A small amount. I think we say Revius. No, correct. No, I think it's just Revius. I think a Moe. So let me ask you a question. So what's the problem? why? So what's the issue? If my daughter misses Avdallah, so big whoop. She'll just come, she'll come and make Avdallah herself. So number one problem is, first of all, the Ramah says she shouldn't for some reason. Yeah? And everyone jumps on this Ramah, but clearly there's some issues. She shouldn't. Says the Baralach, I've got a second problem. What's the second problem? What's she going to say in Havdalah? Yeah? Go through the brachas with me. So she makes a Brei Priya Gofen? Okay, easy. She's drinking grape juice. Not a big deal. Big whoop. Yeah? She's making a Brei Mini Besamim? Big whoop. We gave a lot of shiurim in the Ashkam Minin about brachas on Besamim. Okay? Well, maybe we'll do that next week. We'll talk about exactly some of the brachas you make on Besamim. But okay. Big whoop. Next one. Let's skip the third one. We'll skip the third for a second. We'll go to the Avdam Avdu. Can she make Avdu? Yeah, just like she's accepting upon herself the mitzvah, she can. Problem is, what about the R, the Aish? Yeah? She can make a Brachan Aish?
Why not?
Why not? Is that Berchas Anenin? She's benefiting because she puts her fingernails right by the candle? Yeah? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You ever make a Brach on fire in your life other than Avdallah? Okay, so why not? It's a nenin. Every morning you go past your gabbai here, and you're by the front. Let's say you have a real near mitzvah in the front of your shul. Yeah, you make a bracha when you walk past the light. Why? You benefited from the light. You saw your fingertips also. You saw.
What's the whole purpose of making the bracha on light?
Okay, I'm asking you that. You can't ask me the question I just asked you. You can't ask me. No. You just told me. Okay, let's hear. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful. So you're telling
me.
So it's a mitzvah? It's a brichas mitzvah? No. It's a nenin? Are you nehene? You're making a brach of a nene? Okay, so you have to come back in a few weeks, but of course the answer to this is not absolute.
What's the difference between the woman doing it and a regular guy doing it?
Okay, so a regular guy doing it, we instituted it because he's chayv in Avdallah, and we instituted it as part of Avdallah. The question is, if a woman's not really chayv in Avdallah, says the Baralach, now I'm all confused. So I'll read the Baralach, because I really don't understand. He says the Pasha, she's allowed to make a bracha on the Besamim, on the coast, fine. Very good. But what about Birchas Haner? Birchas Haner, lav Birchas Hanoi. It's not a Hana. Dwal Niskin al Hana, it's a R. You don't make it on the scene of the fire. If so, Mr. Chkovitz would have to make it every morning. He walks past in the mitzvah, Sharoa R. This doesn't make any sense. So what's this brach on the candle? It's a little bit this weird world. So we make it on the Niskin al Bria Sa'or, the creation of light. And where do we put it? We put it in Avdallah because it's a good place to put it because it happened Matzah Shabbos. Is a woman chayiv in this bracha? Says bracha, I have no idea. Is a woman chayiv in this weird bracha?
Is a man chayiv in this weird bracha?
So obviously, yes. It's because that was an institution. But did they institute it for a woman also? Says the Baralach, he says, v'ulai, maybe. He says maybe. Kevan v'chadchila mitzvah sadran biyachad. Since the rabbis instituted, you make this bracha saner in Avdallah. He says, maybe chod dinu, it becomes part of Avdallah. V'yosu nachon, however, it's more appropriate to say the ena chayevis per birchas aner koyama. Maybe it's more appropriate that women are not really chayiv in this weird bracha of ner, and therefore, if a woman's making Avdallah herself, she now got a little bit of a problem. Very good, she's making Brei Priya Gofen, check. She makes Brei Mini Besamim, check. Now she gets to the R, what does she do? She says yes or no. So you have this really bit of a quandary over here, and it's possibly taking God's name in vain. Hence, reason number two why a woman shouldn't make Avdallah herself is because, number one, the Ramah seems to say she shouldn't. Number, we follow the Ramah. That was B'Sik's Parsha, B'nei Yisrael Yotzim B'yad Ramah, which is a play on the word, you like that? No, you know, one's a hey, one's an aleph. That means two totally different things. That's what you remember. You follow the Ramah. So therefore, the Ramah seems to say you shouldn't make Avdallah. Problem number two is, even if she makes Avdallah, what's she making? She's saying Aish or she's not saying Aish? Okay, so you go figure out. You could go wrap your head around this Baralach who says he doesn't know what to do. So Baralach seems to say she shouldn't. So if she really is chayav, then she's losing out on this bracha of Aish. So that's what he likes to do. You're an ulai type of yid. Yeah, you're a maybe type of Jew. So that's what the Baralach said, maybe. But then he says, Yosef Nachon, I'm a Yosef Nachon. Much better to say, he says, not to do that. He's a little bit confused, says the Baralach. I don't know what to do. Hence, reason one or two, a woman should not make Avdallah herself. Okay.
Is there an option, even according to the opinion, that says the challenge with
Aish? Yeah.
There's no thought of do the Havdalah minus the eight?
They do. That's what Baruch Hu seemed to say. That's Munna. Then you don't even know if you're doing it right. So yeah, so I'm doing it. I'm doing a watered down version. Yeah, of Havdalah. I don't know. If I really am supposed to make the Eish, then you're missing it. So the poor woman, really, if she says she's Chayim in the Eish, and it's all part of Havdalah, she's doing a half-baked Havdalah, or three-quarters baked Havdalah, whatever, right? Three, yeah, right? I got my math correct there, yeah? It's right, yeah, three-quarters Havdalah. So it's no good, or it's not great. Problem number three now we're going to, okay. So just say, what's the problem with my daughters? Why do I have to wait for my daughters to come home? Why don't I just make Havdalah, whoever's in my house at the end of Shabbos, yeah? And when they come home 20 minutes later,
I'll say it again.
New? So can a man who already made Havdalah for make it for her? Says Mishra, of course not. Why not? Because if she's potter in Havdalah, so I can't do it again. Then I'm making four brachas of Havdalah. Well, three, well, technically two brachas of Havdalah, right? So yeah.
That's the case. How can you make Kiddush a second time?
Oh, so how can you make Kiddush? Because we have a concept of Yotzi Motzi. If I'm already Yotzi, I could be Motzi someone else who's obligated. And Kiddush, we said she's obligated in. But Havdalah is an oddball because according to some opinions...
So that's only if it's for your daughter, and if it's your son, then you...
Oh, of course. If it's my son, if it's you, if another man, I can make it 130 times. I like to drink beer 130 times, Matzei Shabbos. I could be the town's Havdalah maker. I'll walk around and make Havdalah in every house. Another shot, whatever it is, yeah? So, gesundheit, knock yourself out, literally and figuratively, yeah? So, but if it comes to a woman, I'm not going to do it because I'm a tzad that she's potter. So here I'm saying a bracha again for absolutely no reason. I'm avdum in kodesh chozer, unnecessary bracha. Okay, maybe the kiddush, besamim, the same besamim. Okay, let's say it's a different besamim. But whatever, the kiddush, how could I do that? Says the Mishnah Berura, no, you can't do that. Therefore, he says, even though some poskim do allow him to make Havdalah, for Mishnah Berura comes out, he should not do this. He should not, better that she make it herself, and as opposed to him making it for her. So the upshot is, if a woman is by herself, and she has an option of making Havdalah herself, or going to hear it from a man who has not made Havdalah, surely she should go hear it from the man who has not made Havdalah. If she is by herself, and her choice is to make Havdalah herself, or to hear it from a man who has already made Havdalah, in the case of, let's say, my daughters, if I already made Havdalah, then she should make it herself. But then you get into the whole problem that we just said. So you now are messed up reason number three why you have problems on Matzei Shabbos.
I just want to say something.
Yeah.
Number one, the real Havdalah is Hamavdil. The Mesamim, if you don't have, you don't make it.
Okay.
If you don't have a candle, you don't make it.
Fine, so can she make an Havdalah? Yeah.
So if a Grach has a Hakel, so maybe she could do everything except the Nair.
Fine. So it says the Aruch HaShulchan, and it seems to say Mishnah Berurah, if she can make Havdalah herself, so her choice is either have a man already made it, say it again for her, which is a problem, or for her to make it herself. Yoser Dov, it's better she make it herself. Avlam Ein Yecholus, but let's say she doesn't want to. I said, it's honor my bubby. My bubby was a woman who could have probably, would have been the funniest thing in the whole world for a thing to make Havdalah herself. Like, she grew up in a different world. You know, it was the public school in Pittsburgh is, they didn't train the women to make Havdalah herself, despite the fact that she knew all the halachas and Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Of course, growing up in a family, in a public school in Pittsburgh in 1940, they didn't teach women how to make Havdalahs themselves. So now you have the Shaila. So now, woman doesn't, she's not make Havdalah, she's not herself. So now what's her choice? She can even go next door to the guy who already made Havdalah himself and hear from her, or she make it herself. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, she doesn't want to make it herself. Avomen Yecholas, he says, she doesn't know how to make Havdalah. We have to be very careful. She doesn't know. Mutter, she could hear from a man. Then a woman, then a man who, even though he made Havdalah already, should make it for the woman. She's a big chiddush. He says, because we follow Rove Poskim, the majority opinion is a woman is chayav in Havdalah. And if she says she is chayav, then it's just like kiddush. Just like a man who already made kiddush can make kiddush for a woman who hasn't heard kiddush yet, so too a man who made Havdalah can make it for a woman. However, it's much better she make it herself. Comes along Nishma Shabbos and says, no! What do you mean? Shev v'altase odif. When you have a doubt who said a bracha, suffic brachas, better to shut up. Don't say anything. Why would you risk saying God's name in vain? He says, how dare you do it? He says, Miu Nira, it appears to me, if the woman doesn't want to make it Avdala herself, and her only other option is to hear from a man who already made Avdala, Miu Nira, and remember, he's Chassidish, so it's a different a style of it. You know, Nira, the Safek Brachas Lahakil, Safek Brachas Lahakil, Veshev Ve'al Taseh Adif. Better don't do anything. It's a Safek if she's Chayiv, Safek if she's not Chayiv. Suffolk of a man could be Yotzi or not, better do nothing. That's the Pittsburgh Mahalach, maybe, and it's also the Chassidish Mahalach. They're the same, aligned. Can't imagine a Chassidish woman making Avdala for herself. So, the other options to have her Chassidish husband make Avdala again for her, he says, Rav Arfenis says, no, Nishma Shabbos, don't have it, Shev El Tassi, do nothing, and you won't run into any problems. That's what he says. Clearly, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, the Archa Shulchan disagree with that. Much better that the man in that case make Avdala for his wife. Yeah?
Yeah, can you do it over the phone?
Okay, I'm going to get to that. I have two more points. Okay, we're going to get to that. But first, I got one more question. Let's say it's like someone like my Bobby who knew how to make Avdala, like a Chassidish woman. She probably could read Hebrew much better than her husband, yeah? He could read in Yiddish, but she could read in Hebrew, yeah? So now, she can make Avdala. She probably knows Avdala much about Peh, right? She should make Avdala herself. She knows how. What's the option? Should she have her husband, who already made Avdala, make Avdala again for her? Or should she make Avdala herself? It's a hard question. Like, because she said, I don't want to. I just absolutely don't want to make Avdala for myself. So it says, Rav Fennessy actually quotes the Shevet Alevi. He disagrees with the Shevet Alevi, but he says, Be'isha shalo shama Avdala. She didn't hear Avdala. V'hi eino rotze l'Avdala atzma. Not that she can't. She doesn't want it. It's pasnish, it's appropriate Chassidish woman to make her own Avdala. No way. Oz me'ikra din yacho ish shekvar hivdo havdala avura. He says, even then her husband, who even though he already made Avdala, he should make Avdala for her again. He says the Nishma Shabbos, I absolutely disagree with that completely. And that he says he should not make Avdala for her. Certainly in that situation, when she knows how to make Avdala, he should not. Next, final two questions. Question number one, yeah. I think for Litvaks and for us, unless you're a hardcore Chassidish, I think the halacha is that the man should make Avdala for the woman again. Certainly if she's not able to. If she's at all able to, it's much, much better she make it herself. If she's absolutely insisting, she refuses to make Avdala herself, and it's either you making it again for her or not, it sounds like, according to Aruch HaShulchan, that you should make it again for her.
Aruch HaShulchan says yes.
Yeah, Aruch HaShulchan Shmir Shabbos says, Shmir Shabbos Kukhasa says yes. Mishnah Berurah doesn't really talk about this exact case, but the it sounds like from Mishnah Berurah you would make Avdala for her again if you would. Shevet Alevi seems to say yes. Nishma Shabbos, the only one is seems to say you really shouldn't. Okay. What about final question? Yeah? You have a 10-year-old son that messes everything up. Yeah, your 11-year-old son, who now you already made Avdala, okay? You're not in the picture. Let's say it's just an Almana and her 10-year-old son. Who should make Avdala for them? There's no neighbor around, yeah? Woman or 10-year-old son? 11-year-old son, is he chayiv in mitzvah Avdala? Midin chinuch he is, a durabbanan. Her chayiv is probably durabbanan also, yeah?
Different durabbanan.
Should he make it or should she make it? No. But one drabbanan could be yotzi another one. Let's say he's got two drabbanans because he's underage, and Avdala is only drabbanan. Can two drabbanans be motzi one drabbanan? That's a huge machlokas. Should she make Avdala herself, or should a 10-year-old son make it? No, let's vote. Who says she should make it herself? No.
She should make it.
Who says he should? A 10-year-old son should make it for her. No one. Oh yeah, one. Okay.
Have to, right?
I asked. So the COVID salachas. Kovitz Alach Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says, cites the Chavos Yar and says she should make it herself because she is not obligated in Avdala and the child's obligation only about Michinuch. However, the Piskei Tshuva suggests that it's better that she say Baruch HaMavdil, the child does not say Baruch HaMavdil, so her is like knocked down even lower. The child's chiyuv is not knocked down, and maybe the 10-year-old kid should say it for her, and that's what the Nishma Shabbos says, Ushita, so that women don't make Avdala. He seems to be saying that he's not a big fan of women making Avdala, and therefore he seems to say that the kid could make Havdalah for her. Yeshom Ram Shipatura with Gamri, and he says, there's some who say the man should. I asked this question to Rabbi Willig, and I will read to you his answer. and we will conclude with that. It's a 10-year-old kid or a woman. Yep. We asked this during COVID. A woman is in quarantine with her children, including a 12-year-old son, and there is no adult male able to make avdala for them. You don't have to make a COVID case. You just have an almana and a grusha and a 10-year-old kid. Yeah? There's no adult male able to make avdala for them. Who should make avdala for the family? The wife, because her chiyav may be daraisa, or the son, after she knocks down her potential chiyav by saying baruch ha'avdala before avdala, or not. Well, who should make it? Rabbi Wilk said, the woman should make avdala. So that's the pshat. A woman, much better she make avdala than her 10-year-old son. We should be zocha to fulfill the mitzvah of avdala properly, ideally from a man who has not made avdala yet, and then everything is good in the world of Torah.